Am I live now? Good morning. I hope this is working now. I am very happy that I can be with you via technology this morning. I had hoped I could be in Germany, but as you all know, travel restrictions have been imposed. So this is what we can do. But I can see into the church. And it is great to see that you are meeting. I enjoyed the worship, and what I'm going to say this morning is worship to God also, because He is the one who is to be worshiped. He is the one who is still sitting on the throne, and He is active. He is active where you are, and He is active here in Cyprus. First of all, I want to thank the church for your continued support, your friendship, and that you are behind us in prayer, because without prayer, we would not be able to stand in the situation that we have in Cyprus and in the Middle East. And I thank you that you uphold us before the throne. You can see the first slide. That is myself and my wife, Sheila. We've been married for nearly 26 years, so this slide is from the our silver wedding anniversary at the end of last year. And you will see more of us in the slides and hear more of what we are doing. Next one, please. We have 6 kids. On the left is Marie. She is living in the States and has been there for 5 years. In the middle is Lucas, our second son. He is 18 and studying horticulture in England. We have Jakob, who is 21 and running a building and construction company. He lives just down the road. And then we have 3 girls, Katie, 15, Helen, 12, and Elizabeth, 10, who keep us on our toes. They are still living with us. Next. I am sure most of you know where Cyprus is, and I have met many people who think, oh, it must be one of the Greek islands. Well, it's not. It is close to Turkey, as you can see. You can get to Turkey by plane, well, theoretically, because nothing is flying, of course, at the moment. Turkey is about 45 minutes. Damascus would be an hour. No, don't jump. Just stay on the slide. Yes, thank you. Beirut is 45 minutes, Tel Aviv is an hour, and further down you could get to Cairo also in an hour. That gives you an idea of where we are. Cyprus is a divided island. You can see, hopefully, a little line across the island. The north is occupied by Turkey, and we've had lots of tensions with Turkey in the last, let's say, 6 months. Next slide, please. This is a different map, and this is a different outline of Turkey. This is what the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, has said he wants Turkey to be. And if you look closely, you can see that Turkey is in part of northern Syria, in part of Iraq, Iran. Here it has nearly swallowed up Armenia. It has taken over part of Greece and all of Cyprus. And this is the tension that we're living with because Turkey has been threatening in recent months. And we live with a constant tension, praying about what is to happen. Next slide, please. On the right, you can see Turkish Cypriots with the former president of the northern part of Cyprus demonstrating against Turkish intervention. And on the left, you can see Mr. Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey, visiting northern Cyprus. There have been protests, there have been clashes in the north, and there has been an uprising of tension on both sides. So we don't live in a peaceful country at the moment, and it would be wonderful if you could pray for peace, peace in Cyprus and peace in Turkey. because tensions are real here, and we are sometimes wondering where this will be going. Next, please. Before the COVID pandemic hit, we had three teams come to Cyprus in January, February, and March. This is one of the teams from Scotland. They did street evangelism with us, and we saw people come to Christ. We still see people come to Christ, and we have continued up what we can do, but we can't do street evangelism at the moment because of the restrictions. Next, please. The COVID pandemic in Cyprus is on the rise again, as you know, as it will be in Germany. On the left, you can see people putting up barriers across roads. We have five districts in Cyprus. Two of them are completely closed at the moment. They are in a second lockdown with a curfew from 8 in the evening until 5 in the morning. Anybody who wants to go in to these two districts for work has to have a negative COVID test, and you can see on the right that people are queuing. These are mainly workers who want to go to work into the closed districts, and they have to wait for two or more hours to get a test even to get their paperwork together to travel. We have a curfew, but it's only between 11 and 6. We still have meeting restrictions, but I mean, we can live pretty normally in the other districts. We can't go out on the road. I already said that. We can't do street evangelism. We can't paint outside in the open or talk to people. But I will show you a few things that we can do to help people to still find Jesus and to understand who he is. Next, please. One thing that happened this year is that I published my second book, Foundations of Prophetic Art, Biblical Foundations of Prophetic Art. And it is a tool to help others teach about prophetic art, to understand what it is, and to help them to use that in outreach, basically. Next week, Levin should have five of these at the bookstore. So if you want to get your hands on one of them, you are very welcome to buy one. Thank you. Next, please. What we do at the moment and what we have done since May is one-on-one local outreach, which means that we meet with people one-on-one, either at their home or at a restaurant, at a cafe, and we talk and give them a prophetic painting or collage. The collage on the right that you see is for a cancer survivor who I was able to meet with. I gave her the collage in June, and it is light along the path. So these things, they might look a little bit like hops. They are lanterns that light the way, and there is new light coming on at the other end, which of course is coming from Jesus. The middle one was a painting that I did for a German lady who lives here in Cyprus. And God basically said, he invited her to go back to her roots. And if you look closely, there's a little chair in the roots. So I explained to her that Jesus invites her to meet with him and that he is real. The collage on the left was for a local Cypriot who moved to Greece. And it told a story about what she would encounter once she will arrive in Greece. So this is going on, and these are just three examples of how we try to interact with people when we can't go out and interact with groups. And yeah, it's fine. We can do the next one. What we have also done is gone with the outreach online. YWAM Cyprus has a webpage that has quite a following. And what we have done is prophetic art giveaways. So we have announced on the webpage that anybody can get a prophetic painting. Our team produces them, and then we take a photo and send it to the recipient with an explanation. And we've had quite exciting exchanges, communication via email with the recipients, The one on the left is a collage for a guy who requested one in Germany. And he said that it helped him make a decision, that it showed him how God was involved in this and how God was speaking to him. What we try to do with the prophetic art, with the prophetic paintings, whether we give them one-on-one through the local outreach or when we give them online via the webpage, is to bring hope. It says in Colossians 1:27 that we have Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, in us. And that's what we want to tell people. You know, even if you're going through a difficult time, even, you know, we meet a lot of refugees, and I will talk about that in a minute. Even in the midst of what looks dark, God is still there, and he wants to communicate with you. He wants to show you that he made you and loved you. And it's this hope that we try to bring into the lives of people. They need it much more than ever before, I think, because a lot of them are still, you know, confined. We have meeting restrictions. And yes, you can go out, you can go for a walk now, you can go shopping now, you can go to the doctor, but you're still restricted in meeting friends and in having meaningful personal interaction. Next, please. If you have read our prayer updates, which are in the church every 6 to 8 weeks, you might have heard about OASIS, the Refugee Community Center. Sheila mainly works with them, but they have a food distribution 3 times a month where they distribute food to about 150 people. And we go to the food distribution, put up a table, put up signs, and paint for people. So that's a way we can still do it. Not out on the street, out at the beach, but on the premises of the Refugee Community Center, we are allowed to meet people. These are, you know, spontaneous paintings. There is a background and we paint on them. It takes 5 minutes. We explain to the people what they mean, and then we usually get into a talk with them. The left one is a long, dark path, which ends in a lightish pink table. And we use pink as the color of healing because you need the blood of Jesus for it, which is red. And once you are healed, you are in your original state as God thought you should be. So that's white. And if you combine the two, the color makes pink. So we explained to him that God invites him to meet with him and that he wants to heal him. It was a refugee from Sierra Leone who is here. On the right, I think I posted this painting on the IBCD Facebook group. It was a lady from Somalia who was in the military there, but had to flee. And you can see the green fruit in the middle of the painting, which is new hope that God wants to give her. But on the left, you can see the flames. And my interpretation of this, which I explained to her, was that God saw her when she got burned. I mean, I, of course, don't know what that means. But she had a very strong reaction to this statement and said, "Are you a magician?" And I said, "No, I'm not a magician. I'm just listening to God because he is alive and he's speaking." And she said that during the fighting in Somalia, her body was burned 4 times. And it made her very quiet. We got into a talk about how can God know this? How can I know this? And why is God telling her that? So she is a Muslim and she comes to the food distribution every week. There are other volunteers who talk to her, who see her around. And what was sparked off by the painting, they still talk about when they see her. So if you pray for Somalia, pray for the refugees from Somalia who are in Cyprus, who, you know, she encountered God through this painting and she understood, she said in the end, that God actually exists and that he wants to communicate with her, which is something that is very different from what she was being taught in Islam, how she was brought up. Next, please. We also started an art group for refugees. We opened a little center last year. On the ground floor is our Wyrum office. It's a meeting point for people. On the first floor is the art studio where we prepare outreach. And you can see one of our leaders, John, on the left, and one of the refugees on the right. We meet every Friday morning to paint together, to do wood burning, anything we can think of, and build relationships. And if you look into what is happening to refugees in Cyprus, two or three times a week still, we have boats arriving across the sea with 100 or more people on them, who just land somewhere, not in a harbor, they just hit the sand somewhere and come on shore. And Cyprus is the country in the European Union with the highest number of refugees per head. So I don't know how many thousands we have at the moment, but I think it passed 5,000 a while ago. And Cyprus on this side of the border only has about 820,000 people. So we have a lot of refugees, and we try to find ways to reach out to them, find ways to let them know that people have not forgotten them, that they will be taken care of. So doing art together is a great way to build relationships, and it's a great way to get into talking about what happened to them, what they believe, what they can't believe, what we believe, and how we experience God in our lives. So we use art to build bridges, and we use art to talk to them about spiritual things. Next, please. We also have an art project running in Israel with two of our partners. It is called Artists for Holocaust Survivors. And we have a group of artists in Cyprus, and there are others in Germany, in England, France, and the United States, who do prophetic paintings for Holocaust survivors and send them to Israel. And our partners in Israel give them to the survivors when they meet, explain the meaning, and use them as a token of forgiveness and reconciliation, but also as a door opener for the gospel. So these are two paintings that are on their way to Israel at the moment. Left is a group of people walking through the mountains. And I hope that I can talk next year about what people said, what the person said who will receive this painting. And on the right is a painting, a collage that is called Protected Journey. And we already used a print of this painting and sent it to someone else in Germany, where it had a profound impact on someone who had to leave their home country and is in Germany at the moment. Next, please. These are our partners on the right. There is Alexander. He lives in the north of Israel in the Galilee, giving a painting as a gift to one of the survivors. And you can see on the left, there is a group of survivors meeting in a Sukkot, where they just had the celebration. And Israel was in a second lockdown for 3 weeks, but has come out again. And they still have meeting restrictions, but they can meet in small groups. So the project has started up again, and people are receiving prophetic art, and it is opening talks about a relationship with Jesus. So our partner in Israel uses the paintings to explain to the Holocaust survivors who Jesus is, and that actually he was a Jew, and he came to them first. It is a project that has generated a lot of positive results and a lot of stories where people got healed and where people could talk about the pain of the journey for the first time in their lives, although they are in their 80s and 90s now. And again, I can only say Colossians 1:27 says that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. And this is one of the projects that we run to bring hope to people who have lived for years with very little hope and a lot of pain. Next one. Sheila is also involved, but not with art. She works with two organizations. One is called the Friendship Circle, which is the charity arm of the local Jewish synagogue here in Anaka. You can see, if you look on the left of the slide, that the Friendship Circle is working with a lot of local businesses. And Sheila is distributing food. She is out at the moment. What you see in the trunk of her car is about one third of what she delivers every week. And I will not see her for lunch today because she will have lunch with one of the ladies she delivers to. So she is also out there building bridges, talking to people, and basically bringing hope to people who have very little hope. Not but through delivering food. Next one. She is also working with OASIS, the Refugee Community Center, where I paint, doing the food distribution there. On the left is a little girl from the Mother and Babies group that she runs together with a retired midwife from Nigeria. They have up to 20 people meeting every week, all mothers who either have young ones, like the little girl you see, or who are expecting. And they give them advice, they make connections to government offices, they attend the births if the mothers want that, because most of the mothers are in Cyprus without any family, any partner. The fathers are either not involved or not even in the country or dead. And they have a group of 5 volunteers working with them now. We have part of our team that also does trauma counseling with women. And on the right, you see Sheila at the beach with a 2-year-old who she is taking care of once a week while the mother is receiving trauma counseling with 2 of the volunteers in our team. Again, Christ in us, the hope of glory. We try to bring hope. We try to bring, you know, healing. I mean, we can't bring the healing. Jesus is the one who brings the healing. But we try to build bridges and be the bridge that they can walk on to meet Jesus and to receive the healing that they, well, really desperately need. Next. Yeah, this is the last slide. I think a lot of people know that we are sent by the church, of course, and we are supported by the church because everything we do costs money. We thank you for the financial support you're giving us, and we thank you for the prayer support. But we are also sent by a German mission agency, which gives us legality in Cyprus for the paperwork we need. It is called Globe Mission, and this is a photo of their headquarters in Hamminkeln near Wesel. They just put a new sign up which says Jesus finden. It means finding Jesus, and they are the ones who collect our donations. That's what we do in Cyprus. That's what we do with our partners in Israel. We have done it in Egypt, in Turkey, and in other countries. We try, we help people to find Jesus. And I would like to let you know what we need to continue to do this. We have a budget of 3,500 euros a month. That figure includes taxes we have to pay, social insurance, and our tithing. So if you look at the figure of 3,500 euros, that would be what you have if you are working in Germany as an employee on your payment slip before taxes. So that's not what we see every month. So if you subtract taxes, insurances, and tithing, and if you subtract the money we spend plainly for the mission work, which is about 250 a month, we have 1,960 a month that we live off with 5 people. Of the 3,500 that we have budgeted at the moment, we have 3,000 euros coming in, which means that we have a gap in our donations of 500 euros every month. And I would like to ask you to pray if you can get involved in closing this gap and helping us to stay in Cyprus, work with the refugees, paint for people, bring hope to them, and explain to them that Jesus is alive and he wants them to know him. You can get information about how to do that from, I think, IBCD's treasurer and from Marie Andongo, who leads the mission team. You can also get it from me. My email is in the directory. So we would like to stay in Cyprus despite the tensions that we have with Turkey, despite the restrictions we have, despite all the pain we see when we interact with people, because we really think that people here in Cyprus and in the surrounding nations need to find Jesus. I want to thank you again for supporting us, for praying for us. And if you ever want to come out to see what we do, once the flight restrictions are over, we would welcome you to have a look around here in Cyprus. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye.